So this is a very special episode in that we won't be talking about the 2000s. We'll be talking about where the fuck we've been and what the fuck is happening in the world. A very unique episode, right?
I guess so. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's interesting.
We occasionally talk about current events, like time MCR came back.
Yeah, but it's always in relation to the 2000s.
That's true.
But this is not in relation in that we're in a pandemic. And it's very interesting, to say the least. So as our listeners, our fans may have noticed we've been gone for a while, like almost the entire month. So we're in quarantine, a lot of us, except me and Catherine, because we work essential jobs.
Except for us.
We work very essential jobs. To be vague, but not too specific, I work in news. Catherine works at a plant store somewhere.
I work in retail.
Retail. So it's essential, apparently. And so it is my work. My whole work has changed. I don't work the same times anymore. It's completely changed. And so we've been having a tough time finding time to record. So,
yep.
It's been a motherfucker. What's your life been since like it got really bad?
Interacting with customers while all this is going on has been so awful, because like half the people who come in are, I want to say, taking it seriously, but also not, because they're more like they're just acting like every single person around them has the plague. And like they're very concerned, but also if they're that concerned, why are they even here? Like, just stay home, you know? I had one guy scream at his child for like touching things, and this was before it got bad. This was before everyone started quarantining. Yeah. This was just when like it started to actually become an issue in the States. He's just like screaming at his kid to not touch anything, and I'm like, don't bring your kid here. Like, if that's an issue, you're bringing a small child into a store, he's gonna touch stuff.
That's your fault, Poppy. Like,
yeah, but then like the other half of people do not care, and like I had multiple old guys, specifically usually old men, laugh at me when I asked them to like back off because they were completely invading my personal space. Like, I've had people spit on my face at work before because they were standing so close.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and like that's nine disgusting. Times out of ten, it's an old guy. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
All right.
So that's been a lot of fun for me.
To those old people that don't take it seriously, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And no one will mourn you.
There are a lot of old people, I'm telling you, that do not care.
Don't give a shit.
And then I had a lady cuss me out the other day as I stood outside of her car doing a return for her, as she wouldn't even roll her window down all the way. I'm standing there in the pouring rain and she's cussing me out because I'm telling her that we don't accept cash because of, you know, a pandemic.
Yeah, you don't trade hands and shit? Like, oh my god.
Yeah. Also, everyone pays in cash, but no one ever wants the change.
Why does no one want the change?
Because germs. It's like you're already paying in cash. Like,
we're already exchanging currency.
You don't want to touch anything, you know? Like Apple Pay.
We're already exchanging currency hand by hand.
Yeah.
And you don't want it back? Like, I'm not like feeding it. I'm not like mouthing to mouth to you.
It's just unhinged people every day. It's exhausting.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Basically for me, everything, so I work in Washington, D.C., and everything is closed now officially as of last night. All non-essential people, all the businesses, non-essential, closed. Bars, restaurants, gyms, all that, gone. And so I'm really bummed because my juice bar is also closed because they were doing curbside pickup. You order online, I can't fucking do it. I knew it was bad when Starbucks, out of all people, closed. They fucking closed.
I know a lot of places, like a lot of places down here, like restaurants are still open, but it's like only takeout. Like, they're not letting anyone go inside.
Oh, yeah. I was just so bummed. I'm like, I really want my triple soy latte. And I was just so fucking bummed.
You basic bitch.
I'm a big basic bitch, but it's so good. It really hits the spot. Especially iced. Iced coffee just like
pours
into my veins.
I did recently learn how to make my own cold brew, so that's something I'll be doing.
You can make your own cold brew?
Yeah.
That's what's up. I'm not a big fan of cold brew.
You just need a French press, and they're not exactly expensive.
No, that's true.
Just you have to get a hold of one, because, you know, right now everything's closed.
Yeah. I will say that our podcast was doing social distancing before it was cool.
That's true.
We've been doing it for... We will claim that. That is our thing.
It's funny because, like, it's messing up a lot of, like, productions and things like that. But our podcast, we've been like this. Nothing has changed for the podcast. We just don't have any time because we're both still working. It's almost like there's no pandemic.
It's almost like everything's fine, you know? It's the illusion that we're in the same room or we're in a really nice place. Yeah, it just reminds me of the Paul Rudd meme where he's eating the hot wings and he's like, look at us.
That's us, yeah.
Who'd have thought?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it has just been a whirlwind of people getting sick, people dying. I don't like people equating it to the flu a lot and comparing it. Like, I get it. Like, a lot of people do die from the flu. But we have a vaccine for that, and this is way more contagious than the flu and hits you harder than the flu, and it could kill you and affect you in one way or another. You'll be fine, or you'll have a really bad time, or you'll die.
Mm-hmm.
Either or, you know what I mean? And so it is, I really don't know when it's going to be over. It's really hard to say. All I know is that it's pretty fucking bad. Especially in New York.
Oh, yeah. New York is crazy.
I'm mildly glad it's not too bad here, but I don't know how it is in Georgia.
Again, we've actually had more cases than up in Virginia, but...
Yeah.
I know again, it's a lot of people don't care. So I had one guy who, when I told him the other day that customers weren't allowed to come into the store, he was like, well, Home Depot is open. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Go there.
Yeah, go to Home Depot then. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, the people, I don't know. Like, there's, if you look at a map of what's going on in the world, like, would they still take it seriously? Like I really don't know.
Yeah.
Like, the Italians are fucking dying. Italy is shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Spain is shut down. England is shut down. Like, do you understand how fucking insane this is?
Yeah, I'm like, still seeing people, like, going on jogs, like, going on walks, hanging out, all the time.
I do still see that, and I feel like that's not the hugest issue. It's the clumps of people getting together. Jogging alone isn't going to fucking kill anybody.
Yeah. I mean, even a week ago, there was a line outside Brewster's, you know? Like, a whole line of people.
Yeah, it is... I really don't know. It's quite interesting. So that kind of, in a nutshell, explains kind of why we've been gone. We do try to make it work, and it is, you know, at this point, it'll just be a once a month podcast. We'll just release 12 episodes a month.
We're working on it.
We're definitely working hard here. It's quite insane. I will say that we have a solid following still. It's always kind of amazing to me, you know.
That's true, yeah. Me too. I think we got another review on Apple Podcasts since we last recorded.
I saw that. Let me see.
Very exciting stuff.
It was from some user that gave us 5 stars, and then they gave us an extra 5 stars, and then they said, I quote, love it.
And we love you.
And we love you. That is
the best review. We love you, dear listeners.
Yes. Dear listeners, you're good. Any good shows you've been watching lately?
Grey's Anatomy.
Let me rephrase that. Any good shows that you've been watching?
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy. I'm in season 2. I'm having such a good time. Okay, fine. I've been watching Everything Will Be Okay. It's from Freeform.
How do you like that?
If I don't, like, compare it to Please Like Me, which was the last show that Josh Thomas did, if I don't compare it, I really like it. But Please Like Me is better. But Josh Thomas, I just love everything he does. So, naturally, I enjoy it a lot. The writing's really good. It makes me laugh all the time, but it's also still very heartfelt, which is the exact kind of stuff I like, which is like heartfelt comedies.
Yeah, I got into what's that one? It's made by the same guy of It's the End of the Fucking World. It's also kind of based on, it's also another comic. This is not really happening or something like that. I am not okay with this.
Oh, yeah, I'm not okay with this. I've heard about it, but I haven't watched it. How is it?
I'm really annoyed of titles like that because then it's just such a generic-ass line.
Yeah.
It's just like, what's that show that I'm not okay with? Like, what about it? It's just another, I don't know. But it's pretty good. It's really fast. You can watch it in like a few hours. And it just ends on a kind, it feels half. It feels like this is only half a season that they've handed us, and it's not enough.
Maybe it is, because Netflix has been doing that, where they give you half a season and then put out Ugly the part Delicious two, only, like, had four episodes.
They only had four episodes.
They're only four episodes?
Like, only four. So I'm assuming they're doing the half and half.
Probably, which is kind of annoying. I'd rather, like, especially if it's a short season, like four, like eight episodes, just put the whole thing out at once. If it has like 23, 24 episodes, okay. Yeah. Sure, two parts, but something that short.
I also have been watching Little Fires Everywhere. I wish I read the book. It is pretty fucking good. Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon. If you get a chance to watch it, it's on Hulu. It is just, they're very unlikable people, which is, it's never a bad thing. Like, if I don't like you on a show, like, I really do not like you, I feel like that's a good thing to... shows how good of an actor you are, that it's just like, I really don't like them, like, just the way they talk and how their whole personality is so good. They're very ignorant, cold people, you know, but it's like, I don't know, it's really a lot of layers in those characters. It is a,
I think you
good
also
show.
Like shows and content with, like, that's about bad people.
Yeah. But I didn't
Which
know
what
this was
about.
Which is
why you need to watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, because you would love that show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've,
like,
seen those
right
few episodes.
It's right up your alley.
It's perfect.
Same for The Mick. Also,
yeah,
awful people.
I've heard of The Mick. I've been meaning to watch that. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
So I am here. Like, I've been abusing my Keurig since quarantine. All this shit's been happening. I've been having hot chocolate, my Colombian roast coffee. It's been pretty good. I've been saving money. I can't eat out anymore. Been eating a lot home, eating at home more, taking food to work, all this shit. And I took a trip to Costco, and I bought a 12-pack of an alcohol. And they
an
were like,
alcohol?
Yeah, because I'm gonna let you take a guess at which one it is. I took a 12-pack, and I bought it, and then the guy was like, no, man, you got to get another pack. It's 24-pack. You got to get another 12-pack because it's on sale for two. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? So I went and I ran back, and I got it. Catherine, can you tell me which alcohol I bought? Which brand?
I don't know what brand, but it's one of those spiked seltzers, isn't it? Is it Truly?
It is.
I knew it. Because you're a basic bitch.
It is White Claw, baby.
Ugh. Jason's a basic bitch.
I just wanted something mildly refreshing. I didn't want a hard beer. You know, I just wanted something chill. And I just wanted a 12-pack.
That's what I get red wine for. Just chilling.
Yeah, but a 12-pack was like in... It was an amount that was very acceptable, and I couldn't be shamed. But now I got a 24-pack in my goddamn pantry. And I'm the only one.
So now you're completely wide open to being shamed.
I am the only one. Let me tell you something. White Claws are life. White Claws are life. Leave us a review and tell me if you love White Claw or not. But White Claws are life.
Not a fan.
Because you're trash.
You're trash. You're the one drinking White Claw, saying White Claws are life. My triple soy latte.
Triple soy latte, White Claw. I can already feel the blonde hair growing in my roots. Been pretty good. So we should give some useful information to our audience on what to do during quarantine, during a pandemic. Any tips?
Do we have useful advice?
Any tips, Catherine?
Stay home and wash your hands. boom.
Amazing.
Be nice to your retail workers. That's one of my advice. If you be shopping, please be nice to your retail workers. We all want to die.
Be nice to people cleaning and the retail workers. Just be good people, man. Just be chill. If you just stay home, I feel like staying home is not as bad. I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for people with like anxiety and shit that don't want to be home or need to be out and like just feel closed in. I can only speak for myself that I'm kind of enjoying this a little bit. And I wish everyone a good quarantine pandemic life, because there's nothing else we can do. I do have No, you go.
I spent a solid week joking about how I would love to be quarantined so I can lock it myself in my apartment and not speak to anyone for weeks on end. Mm-hmm. And then I almost lost my job, and I'm like, I'm not saying anything anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Just shut up. So, stop putting things into life. Here's some things you can do while quarantining. You can stare at that blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Or let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find. Reach for something in the distance, so close that you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions and feel the rain on your skin.
I can't believe you just did that.
I want to credit my fiance for giving me that, even though she refuses to ever be on this podcast. And another thing you can do is listen to our podcast. Listen to this. You can be quarantined, close your eyes, and we'll take you right back to the 2000s,
where Corona was just a beer.
When Corona was just called SARS. When we had SARS, H1N1, what else were some really good ones in the 2000s?
I don't remember when ones were. When was swine flu?
Swine flu was maybe, I think that was a few years ago.
Yeah, I think that was more recent.
Yeah, that was pretty recent.
Wasn't there a bird flu?
There was a bird flu, but it didn't come here, though. Mm. So swine flu was in 2009. Swine flu.
Oh, what's the one I'm thinking of? I think it was after 2000s, but I don't remember anymore.
Are you thinking of MRSA?
No. It was another one that like didn't really affect us here.
There was H1N1.
But it was like a big one.
Oh, God. Maybe we'll do a whole pandemic episode.
Yeah, that's such a fun topic for an episode.
It's super fun. We should bring in an actual expert to come and talk about it.
You know any experts?
No. I think the H1N1 was a big one. That was a big one. Yeah. I think that was like one of the last ones. That was huge. There's been a few recently, but man, it's not as bad as this one. Tell you that. So our next episode, our official next episode, will be Oscar's best songs. Happy. Yeah. So we will catch you there next week. Be clean. And drink White Claw.
And drink White Claw. Mm-hmm. This is not sponsored by White Claw.
How cool would that fucking be? How cool would that be?
If they sponsored us, I would drink it.
I would fucking die. I was like, oh my God, Catherine, we have a spot. We actually have to say an entire line about nice, cold, refreshing White Claw.
Then you'd be less. Then it would be less weird for you to have 24-pack.
They would mail us free shit. That would be so cool. Mm-hmm. White Claw t-shirts. Claw! All right, cool. We'll see you guys next week.